Operation Courage Pipeline, Industry 5.0 to Politics 2.0, were ethical assets. Operation Courage is corporates and universities revitalizing advanced global economy. Industry 5.0 leads to human-centric organizations. By introducing EPP for per person, as a measurable criterion, we are democratizing capability assessment across the hierarchy, from salesmen or workmen to CEO or even the board of directors. This breaks the monopoly of elected leadership and instead makes ethical contribution quantifiable at every level. It's a profound shift. Value creation is no longer positional. It is measurable. Ethical assets, politics 2.0. Ethical assets from corporates can become candidates for politics 2.0 is catalytic. It reframes parliament and legislatures not as career politician clubs, but as assemblies of proven ethical performers. This creates a pipeline from corporate ethical practice, political accountability, which is exactly the entanglement I am advocating. Seoul University's role, School of Ultimate Leadership University. Workshops that measures sustainability of value systems via SMART report, return on the intangible ROTI, and EPP would serve as a diagnostic layer. Companies get clarity on what they lack, while Seoul University becomes the bridge institution, not just teaching, but auditing and transmitting ethical literacy. This positions Seoul University as a civilizational incubator, much like Matsushita did for elite leadership, but scale for mass ethical literacy. Transmission to politics 2.0. Ethical assets are elevated into governance, transforming parliament and legislatures into assemblies of accountable ethical performance. Single, a principle for politics 2.0. Rule express the truth and justifies our conduct. The parliament gets single, the scepter installed not to rule, but to justify our conduct. The knowledge base of our conduct is the primary responsibility of the parliament and the legislatures, all inclusive.